This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Most crops are entering the middle of the season in excellent condition. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get there.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
There haven't been too many roadblocks for the crops in Iowa this year. While some storms have been severe, the plentiful weather events have provided plenty of rain. Landis Cooperative technical agronomist Dan Bjorklund said he has seen various corn heights across the state.
If you look at corn, I was just south of Des Moines in the Earlham area yesterday, and there's corn stage of growth there from V7 to V8, which, you know, knee high. And I think even further south, for those individuals that were able to plant a little bit earlier in April, you could have it thigh high. So from that stage of growth all the way up to, last week I was in northern Iowa along the Minnesota border, and corn that was planted the first week of May, so planted quite a bit later, was maybe V4, V5.
Bjorklund said soybeans are usually still small at this time of year, and that is the case right now.
At this time of the year, soybeans are always just small. You've got a couple of trifoliates, maybe three trifoliates in the Des Moines lobe, which runs through, you know, the soil types through the center of the state. They have some higher pHs. You're starting to see some yellowing in those beans. Otherwise, things look fairly decent driving 55 mile an hour on the highway. If you get out into the fields, you see some scars from what happened in the planting season this year.
For more information, visit landis.ag. You can find the rest of this story and more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.